This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's shooting and killing crows in the middle of the city?
Someone was walking their child in the stroller and the bird fell out of the tree right in front of the child.
It's March 13th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, yes, it was a tornado.
Oh, God, it was terrible. I just heard like a whistling and like a whoosh.
And some people would tell you everybody wants to leave California. Not true, says the research, even after the fires.
But it wasn't a sufficient enough scare for me to leave because the advantages of living here.
It's all coming up, but first this. Hey there, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, please take a second, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to shows, search for the LA Local, hit the follow button. You'll get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. Everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California in just about 10 minutes every day on the LA Local. Who has been killing crows, shooting them dead in the Westchester neighborhood of LA? And people there are telling Karen Adams they want the person who's doing it caught right now.
The people here tell me it's been going on for years, off and on, someone using some sort of a BB gun to shoot crows. But they say it recently picked back up, with several crows found dead here on Chase Avenue. The LAPD was called.
The police were here going up and down the street. This was like last weekend.
Margaret and her husband have lived here on Chase Avenue for decades. She and others want the crow killer caught before someone gets hurt.
It's disturbing because there's young children on the block now, and one story was that someone was walking their child in the stroller and the bird fell out of the tree right in front of the child.
A group of residents here are now trying to come up with ways to catch the bird-hating culprit, including installing cameras.
Different kind of scare in Pico Rivera. There was a tornado that touched down early this morning, only lasted about 2 minutes. People who live in the area were caught off guard.
And what was it like? Oh, God, it was terrible. I just heard like a whistling and like a whoosh. And then it just kept going. I didn't think it was going to stop. And then I go, oh, God, what's going on? I thought, wow, you know, this is the end of the world here. Something's going on here.
I heard like hailing. It sounded like really heavy hail. The wind was just like swirling. It sounded like a whooshing sound. It was pretty loud. It was vibrating the windows and everything.
It took National Weather Service officials about an hour to confirm that, yes, it really was a twister in Pico Rivera that was sparked by the storm.
This activity did spawn what we have determined to be a tornado. Again, this is a confirmed tornado.
It was a path about 80 yards wide, a mile long. The question was, why wasn't there a specific warning when that tornado was in the area? Pete Demetrio got that part of the story.
Tornado warnings, where conditions create funnel clouds, are not totally uncommon in Southern California. In fact, National Weather Service meteorologist Dr. Ariel Cohen told me while they'd issued a possible warning for tornado conditions prior to this storm, this event happened very, very quickly.
In fact, it was only 2 minutes that this tornado was in existence as it moved through the Pico Rivera area. We've been talking days in advance about the potential for there to be small, brief, and weak tornadoes across Southern California, which is a rare level of alert that we provide in our communication when we're seeing using the latest cutting-edge science, all of the ingredients coming together to foster the development of such activity.
And this one lasted only a couple of minutes, and the National Weather Service says there was no opportunity to warn people in that area, but fortunately no one was hurt in this. Big news today out of San Francisco. A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to bring back a lot of fired probationary workers for at least six government agencies, at least 30,000 of them. Judge William Alsup called the firing process, quote, a sham. Part of his reasoning was that the rationale was performance, and he called that a lie.
The judge in the case said that having the Office of Personnel Management, the federal government's chief human resources agency, direct departments to fire probationary workers was a, quote, easy way to get a reduction in force underway, and criticized President Trump's firing of former special counsel Hampton Dellinger and attempts to get rid of members of the Merit Systems Protection Board, which oversees the administrative appeals of federal workers challenging their firings.
That's reporter Jake Rosen. A lot of those workers involved in the DOGE layoffs are still not sure about what's going to happen next, even though they may have gotten their jobs back now. Employment lawyer Michal Shinar, who's worked on several cases involving federal employees, told us that California had a really big victory.
They got something beyond just a 10-day temporary order. They got a preliminary injunction. That means that the government can't move forward with these firings of probationary employees and has to return them unless they win their case at the end. That is something that we are seeing courts, you know, increasingly address these cases with a lot of speed, which is a good thing for all employees involved.
This order applied to workers in the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Energy, Defense, the Interior, and Agriculture. And we have a special tonight on KNX News. By the time you hear this, it may have already aired, and you can listen to it at knxnews.com. It's called Fired Feds, Voices of the Government Layoffs, and we'll hear from some people who may have gotten their jobs back based on this news today and what they think about it. On another federal note, the president and Elon Musk have essentially said the Department of Education needs to be shut down, and that has led to California's latest legal battle with the White House.
It was among the first executive orders signed after he took office. President Trump signed the exec order trying to end birthright citizenship. That led almost immediately to a lawsuit by California Attorney General Rob Bonta, a suit against the Trump administration. Now there's another one, this time over efforts to scale back or do away with the Department of Education.
We don't expect the president's barrage of unlawful, chaotic, and disruptive executive orders and actions to slow down, which means neither will our work. In 2022, out of 37 developed nations, American students ranked 28th in math and 12th in science. Those numbers don't stand a chance without the invaluable programs the Department of Education provides.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta, he and other states that are part of this, if they're successful, they'll get two things. One, an order which will reverse what's already been done to take apart the Department of Education, and a second order telling the president that doing away with the DOE is illegal.
It's my colleague Craig Figner. You hear all the time about people leaving California, about people moving out to other places, about migration and all of that. Apparently, there's been new research on that, new poll from UC Berkeley and the LA Times. And fewer than one in four people say they're considering moving even after the fires because of them. The poll also found 57% of people are satisfied with the quality of life here. More than 7 in 10 are happy with their own neighborhood. We talked with Tracy Pearson, who's a legal and cultural analyst here in L.A., and she touched on some of her own experience to explain why people might feel the way they do.
I am not native to Southern California. I moved from the East Coast. I'll give you a comparison. We get blizzards a lot in the Northeast, and that's not enough for most people to move. It's just part of life, and you deal with it. For me, I will say that when the fires came through, they were frightening. I lived due south of Runyon Canyon. And when the fire popped up there, for the first time in my life, I had to figure out what in my house I wanted to save, because there was a potential for me to evacuate. But it wasn't a sufficient enough scare for me to leave, because the advantages of living here, the weather, the resources, the state politics, the farmers markets, the things that you do every day that are part of your life.
People do develop a bias for where they live.
I can tell you from my experience, as well as from my research, that your primary bias is deeply rooted in your brain. It's programmed into your brain, which is survival. And so if you move from a place that you've been your entire life or for a very long period of time, that kicks in. The survival mechanism kicks in. Can I survive moving? Can I uproot my entire life and move? And is my need for survival such that I can overcome the fear of the unknown?
She says that bias and fear of the unknown cause people to tough out things like wildfires and earthquakes and adjust to things like cost of living.
I don't karaoke. I enjoy going to karaoke and having other people sing.
That's Austin Butler, the actor who has now joined the list of celebrities who've had their houses broken into in Los Angeles. The police told TMZ when they got to his house, they found one of the glass doors shattered. When they got in, they noticed the whole place was ransacked. Number of things taken, including some cash and a gun. Austin Butler was out of the country when this happened. So far, no arrests. And that's the LA Local for this 13th of March, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Follow us there. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.